Shelley Fall says her son has battled a meth addiction for 13 years. Fall says she couldn't find any nearby inpatient treatment for him. She says the closest facilities wouldn't accept Medicaid.
My hope is that by increasing these reimbursement rates so the providers can give some help and some support to addicts and mental illness.
Patrick Cork with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says they're trying to expand treatment programs to improve access up north.
We're trying to do whatever we can to move those programs forward, and I think that they are moving forward.
The governor's budget includes rate increases for nursing homes and personal care providers, but not for treatment services. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.